just want to start by saying thank you for having me.
他先开始要说, 谢谢你们大家。
It is a great joy that I get to come and open up God's word with you.
他很喜乐来这里来给你们讲神的话语。
How about I pray before we begin?
让我们先做一个祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us your word.
天父啊，我们感谢你给我们你的话语。
We ask now that you might speak to us through your word, that we can grow to become more of the church that you love.
我们现在请求你能够通过你的话语教给我们，让我们能够在这个教会里成长。
That we might proclaim your glory to all the nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
让我们能够荣耀神你的名直到地极。我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Well, the church in Philippi started with three very different individuals, culturally, socially, financially, religiously different.
腓立比教会开始于三个非常不同的个人，他们的文化、社会、经济、宗教都不同。
And the account in Acts 16 explains the start of this church. Three very different individuals, culturally, socially, financially, religiously different.
在使徒行传16章里说这个教会开始时有三个非常不同的个人。 不同的文化、社会、经济、宗教背景。
But this church is like all churches. We hope to see church made up of different individuals.
但是这个教会就像所有其他教会一样，我们希望看到教会由不同的个人来组成。
But all united by a central focus, like all churches should be, having the right understanding of what is central.
但是所有人都要团结到一个中心点来，所有的教会都应该那样，对什么是中心有正确的理解。All
churches placing the gospel at the center of their relationships, fellowshipping together, partnering together, so that they can be the church that brings great glory to God's name.
要把福音放在他们的关系的中心，一起交流。 一起合作，成为能够荣耀神的名这样的一个教会。
Paul writes to this very church in Philippi, a fashionista businesswoman, a demon-possessed slave girl, and a blue-collar ex-GI jailer guy.
保罗写给腓立比教会一个时尚业的女商人，一个被鬼附身的女奴仆，和一个蓝领前狱卒。
Now, they're not your ideal or maybe not exactly the dream church planting team. I mean, you wouldn't choose this team.
看起来他们不是你理想中的人，不是梦想中的教会团队，你不会选这样的团队。But
this is who God chose. And the gospel took incredible effect. There was powerful conversions that brought about powerful changes.
但是神拣选了他们。 福音产生了惊人的影响，强烈的皈依带来了强烈的变化。
And as we look closely at the opening to this letter, we will see the affection Paul has for them and the affection that they, the church, have for him.
当我们仔细地看看这封信的开头，我们会看到保罗对他们的感情和教会对保罗的感情。
The fellowship, the great partnership that they have becomes clear. But we must remember who they are, because that informs how we read this letter.
伙伴关系、伟大的合作，在他们之间变得清晰。但是，我们必须记住他们是谁，这告诉我们如何来读这封信。谢谢。
So what about us? Is this our central focus at Nawi?
那么我们怎么样？这是不是我们南威教会的中心？
No matter who we are, is partnership in the gospel central? The reason we gather together, the reason we have a Chinese congregation, an English congregation, partnership in the gospel.
不管我们是谁，我们是否以福音作为伙伴关系的中心，我们之所以要聚到一起，我们之所以要有中文堂、英文堂，就是要在福音中建立伙伴关系。
Because above all things, both parts of this partnership, Paul and the Philippians, are committed to the advancement of the gospel.
因为在保罗和腓立比人伙伴双方事情之上的，即保罗和腓立比人所承诺的，就是福音的进展。
So when people are united in this cause, it doesn't matter how it happens, it doesn't matter through who, it brings great joy to Paul.
所以当人们因这个原因而团结到一起时，不论这是怎样发生的，不论由谁来促成，这带给保罗巨大的喜乐。
So much so that he penned incredible words to thank the Philippians, to encourage them and to spur them on in this mission. Words you just had read to you.
以至于他用了非同寻常的词语来感谢腓立比人，来鼓励他们，并激励他们继续这个使命，就是我们刚才所听到的。
Paul had been with them in Philippi about 50 AD, and just for a short time. And around 10 years later, whilst in a prison in Rome, ready to face death, he wrote these words.
保罗曾与他们在公元50年在腓立比一起待了一小段时间。然而大约十年以后，当他在罗马的监狱中准备面对死亡时，他写了这些文字。请把经文打开。
So please keep them open as we go.
把经文打开。
And the first point, in case we didn't know or get it, this is a letter, and letters are usually from someone and to someone.
第一点，我们有可能不太知道，这是一封信，从某人写给某人。
Sounds very straightforward, but in ancient Greece, there was a particular way that people wrote. Paul uses this standard way, but not in the ordinary way.
这是古希腊时的一种专用格式，人们用来写信的格式。保罗用了这个标准的格式，但是不是以一种普通的方式。
He starts by addressing them, and normally the writer would just give his name. But here, the senders are not just Paul and Timothy, but also slaves, servants of Christ Jesus.
他以自我称呼开篇。通常就是写信人给出自己的名字，但这里写信人不只说是保罗和提摩太，还自称是奴隶仆人，耶稣基督的奴隶仆人。
The addition says something, because what were slaves? Slaves were subject to their masters, in bondage to their claims. No rights, no freedoms. It sounds oppressive, doesn't it?
这样的加增说明了一些事实。奴隶是什么？奴隶是受主人辖制的，他们的要求受到束缚，没有权利和自由，听起来很压抑，是吗？
But when your master is Jesus, this is a great thing. It still carries that reality of the will being owned. It still carries the reality of your work being your master's. But Paul wants to introduce he and Timothy this way.
但是当你的主人是耶稣时，这是一件伟大的事情。他依然赞同拥有医治的现实，他依然赞同你的工作是属于你主人的这个现实。保罗愿意把自己和提摩太做这样的介绍。
Paul communicates, Timothy and I, we are slaves. All our work, all our will, it is not our own, but only the will and work of our owner.Jesus.
保罗声称，提摩太和我，我们是奴仆，所有我们的工作和我们的意志，都不是我们自己的，只能是我们的主人耶稣的。
Hear the humility in service. Those in service of Christ, and that is you and me, are humble slaves, which means all our work, all our will.Is to be his.
听，这谦卑的仆人，那些在基督里服侍的，就像你们和我， 是谦卑的奴仆，这意味着我们所有的工作和意志都是他的。
Did you know in all the New Testament, this is the only time that Paul uses the same title for both senders?
你知道吗？在所有的新约的篇章里，这是唯一的一次，保罗用了同一个称呼来涵盖两个发言人、发信人。
He and Timothy both get the same title, and by doing so, he shows that seniority, high calling, leaders, none is above the other.
他和提摩太用了同样的称呼，以此来显示所谓长辈、高职位、领导，没有一个可以凌驾于另一个之上。
They are both humble slaves, humbly united in this cause. And this unity theme is also mentioned in the recipients part two. Read it again. To all the saints, together with the overseers and deacons.
他们都是奴隶，谦卑地成为一个事业，谦卑地为一个事业团结在一起。这个团结的观念也同样在收信人那里会提到，向所有的信徒，包括监督和执事。
Although leaders are specially mentioned and play a particular role, this letter is for all to hear, all the saints. And again, that means you, that means me.
虽然领导人被特别的提起，扮演特殊的角色，这信是让所有人来听的，所有的圣徒，这也包括你和我。
We are the church, created to do His work, the holy ones. That's what Paul calls them, those who are set apart in Christ Jesus.
我们就是为侍奉基督而建立的教会，圣洁的人，保罗这样称呼他们，那些在耶稣基督里分别为圣的人。
Philippians, Paul says, remember, you are one church, called out, named saints, united with one another in Christ.
腓立比人，请记住，你们是一个教会，叫各个圣徒相互团结，在基督里。
Now we, remember, you are one church, called out, named saints, united with one another in Christ.
Now we, 教会，请记住，你们是一个教会，叫各个圣徒相互团结在基督里。
Not by your choosing, but by God having chosen you through the work of the gospel.
不是你的选择，而是神已经选择了你，通过福音的工作。
And that is what unites us, not language, not class or status, the gospel. That is why I can come and speak to you.And together we can do this work of the gospel.
那是使我们团结起来的，不是语言，不是阶层或地位身份。福音就是我要来讲给你们听的，我们要一起来为福音工作。
From what we read in this letter, the Philippian church was united, and they had been showing it. And so Paul is filled with incredible thankfulness and joy.
我们从这封信中所读到的，腓立比教会是团结的，他们已经彰显出来，让保罗充满了超常的感激和喜乐。
Remember, he is in prison as he writes this. He hasn't really spent that much time with the Philippian church, and yet listen to the affection and try and hear why as I read verses 3 to 6.
请记住，他是在监狱里写这信，他并没有与腓立比教会的人真正的一起度过许多时间，不过听着情意，不难试想是为什么。
Now you may not have this, do you need a Bible? Oh, you've got it, great. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
我每逢想念你们，总感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, I'll keep going, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
因为从头一天到如今，你们是同心合一的，信望福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Every time, all my prayers, all of you, always, there is actually repeated the same word for all four times.
每次我所祷告的全都是为了你们，这里有许多重复的词，全部这词出现了四次。
There is this all-inclusiveness of his prayer, isn't there? The constancy and persistence with which Paul prays.
他的祷告中包含了全部这个词。恒长持久，保罗就这样祷告。
Let me tell you how I've been so encouraged by the prayerfulness of this congregation. The commitment you have to prayer, the constancy and persistence like the Apostle Paul. So please continue.
我要告诉我们你们，我很受鼓舞，被你们众人的恳切的祷告，你们对祷告的投入。像保罗那样的坚持很久，请继续下去。
And here we see Paul's thankfulness has a focus. He prays with great joy.
在这里，我们看到保罗的感恩有个焦点，他带着巨大的喜乐祷告。
And with joy begins the theme of joy that will permeate this whole letter. 11 times Paul will use the word for joy or rejoice, and he teaches the Philippians and then us.That joy isn't simply the feeling of great happiness.
带着喜乐一词，始于喜乐这个主题。这个主题贯穿了整封信，十一次，保罗用了喜乐和欣喜这些词。他如此教导腓立比人和我们，但这喜乐不单单是感觉上的幸福。
So let me ask, what gives joy? What gives you?Joy.
喜乐是什么？是什么带给你喜乐？
Every morning, I make my wife, Victoria is her name, a coffee. She loves coffee in the morning.
每天早上，我为我太太，她名叫 Victoria, 泡一杯咖啡。她喜欢早上喝咖啡。
We have a couple of young kids, and they make for tired eyes in the morning.
我们有几个年幼的孩子，他们在早上都睁着疲惫的双眼。
So when I take the coffee to her, the joy on her face, I wish she would look at me like that.
所以当我递给她咖啡时，她脸上就有喜悦，我就愿意她那样的看着我。
But this joy Paul speaks of is much more than this, isn't it?
但是保罗讲的这喜乐比这更多，不是吗？
Joy is linked with our hope for the future and our knowledge of who our God is and what he has done shown in the gospel.
喜乐连接着我们对未来的期盼，以及我们对神的认知，神的作为在福音中所显示的。
It means that we can view the world with its ups and downs, the chains, the floggings, isolation,coffee or no coffee, with a knowledge of who stands above all these events.
这意味着我们可以观察这世界，其中的跌宕起伏，锁链、鞭笞、隔离，有咖啡，没咖啡，认识到是谁站在所有这一切之上。
Joy allows us to see beyond any particular moment or event, trial or hardship, and see the sovereign Lord who stands above all events.Firmly, securely in control over all of them.
喜乐能让我们看到，在每个特定时刻或事件，即便是试炼或苦难的背后，看到全能的主，他坚定的、安然的站在一切之上，掌控着所有。
It allows your pastor, Leanne Bowe, to have continued when under house arrest. It allowed numerous Christians last year to face their death, probably terrified, but still with joy in their hearts.
他让连波牧师在遭受禁锢的时候继续传福音。他让无数的基督徒在去年面对恐怖和死亡时心里 依然有喜乐。
We don't suffer the same way here in Na'awi for now, but joy means whatever comes, even in our setting, for hardships will come and or may have already. Joy continues. And here Paul says that joy is because of something. This is the why I wanted you to hear before.
我们在这里没有遭受那样的苦难，至少眼下没有。但是喜乐意味着，无论在我们的周遭发生什么，苦难降临或者已经来临，喜乐会继续。这里保罗讲到的这喜乐的原因，就是为什么我要你们来听。
Paul says, when thinking of you, I thank with joy because of, verse 5, your partnership in the gospel, from first until now.
保罗说，当我想到你们，带着喜乐，我感恩，原因在第五节，你们从一开始就与福音为伴，直到现在。
From the moment Lydia was converted, welcomed them into her home, the jailer in Philippi who washed their wounds, until now as the Philippians send care, gifts, money, even Epaphroditus to Paul.
从吕底亚皈依的那刻起，他便请圣徒们到他家，那狱卒为保罗洗伤口，现在腓立比人送来了关爱礼物和钱给保罗。
From the moment the first Chinese Bible study began to meet, witnessing the baptisms, driving past as you sing in the park, singing with you in combined services, watching and knowing you are praying, and now starting a new year of ministry together.
从中文查经组第一次聚会的那一刻，到见证受洗，到开车经过小公园，你们在那里唱歌。与你们一起在联合崇拜会上歌唱，看到你们祷告，现在又要一起来开始新一年的侍奉工作。
Partnering in the gospel, it brings joy. May we partner together like the Philippians' example, consistent in our care, sacrificial in our love, partnering in the gospel.
在福音中建立的关系会带来喜乐。让我们按照腓立比教会的样子一起合作，在彼此很久的关爱中，在彼此献身的大爱中，在福音中成为伙伴。
Partnership will also require humility, but that humility will actually show our unity because we don't all have the same gifts. Part of the reason we partner is to better serve with what we have been given.
伙伴关系也需要谦卑，而这种谦卑是要显示我们的合一，我们没有全然相同的恩赐，这也是我们要合作的原因，要以我们各自所有的把侍奉做得更好。
We pay and set aside others to speak to us, to lead and guide the church. There are teams of people committed to serving young people, playing music, cleaning the church, singing in the park.
我们花钱请人给我们讲道，带领和指导教会，有几个团队的人致力于服务年轻人，弹音乐，清洁教会，在公园里唱歌，跪下来祷告。
Praying on their knees, printing things, interpreting sermons. I mean, you'd be in a lot of trouble if I tried this in Mandarin.
打印材料，为讲道做翻译。如果我今天用普通话来讲道，那你们一定会遭遇很大的麻烦。
It isn't just our missionaries and our leaders. All of us partner together, knowing that how we give actively and financially contributes to God's gospel going forth.
不只是我们传教士和领导人，我们每一个人都一起合作，知道我们怎样给予，积极的在财务上贡献，为要把神的福音传扬开去。
The gospel must be at the center of our relationships, at the center of our partnership. And where this is the case, it results in confidence.
福音必须成为我们关系的中心，我们伙伴关系的中心，只有在这样的情形下，才会产生信心。
See, Paul can thank God with confidence. And what a wonderful pastoral touch verse 6 is. See, Paul urges them to persevere, but says, It is God who is working it out.
请看，保罗可以充满信心的来感谢神，那是多么美好的牧者的感动。第六节是保罗敦促他们要坚持，但说这是神正在做工。
I thank God with joy, confident, because I can see God at work in you, and He will bring you to the end, to completion, to that day when Christ returns. So keep going, brothers and sisters.
我以信心和喜乐来感谢神，因为我见到神在你们中做工，他会带领你们到最后，直到完成，到基督再来的那一天，所以要坚持下去。
It is incredible how deeply he cares for them. See, Paul isn't cold or mechanical, merely a professional, or simply attaching church to the rest of his life. Listen to the tone, hear the depth as he explains why it is right for him to feel the way that he does.
令人难以置信，保罗是怎样的深爱他们。保罗不是冷漠的，机械式的。只注重专业的人士，或只是简单的把他的一生附属于教会，听着语气到深处，正如他解释，为何他会有这样的感触。
Verses 7 and 8, he writes, It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify.How I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
现在读这个经文七到八，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠。切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
His thankfulness, joy, and confidence are all feelings that he should have for them, and that they would expect him to have. He has them in his heart, longs for them with the affection of Christ Jesus.
他的感恩、喜乐和信心，所有的感受，相信都是由他们而来。而他们也盼望他有这样的感受，他把他们放在心上，以基督耶稣的深情盼望着他们。
Now, heart is purely emotional for us Westerners, but Paul here, by using heart, describes the center of your entire personality.
在我们西方人看来，心纯粹是情绪化的，但保罗在这里使用心。来描述整个人格的中心。
Paul is saying, you are part of me, and I am part of you. We share in all things.
保罗说，你们是我的一部分，而我也是你们的一部分。我们分享所有的事情。
Whether in chains, or defending, or confirming the gospel, we see the deep affection this partnership has. As deep as they cut you, I bleed.
无论是在捆锁中，或是为捍卫和确认福音，我们见到这伙伴关系中的深厚感情。他们砍了你，我流血。
The last little bit of verse 8 is actually a bit strange, which is why I love it. With the affection of Christ Jesus, the word used here for affection refers to the bowel or inward parts, like your kidneys.
第八节的最后一小段。似乎有些奇怪，用耶稣基督的感情，这里用到的一个词是指人的肠道内脏的一部分，像你的肾脏。
Now we don't go around saying I love you with all my kidneys, but what he is expressing is the deep nature of his longings for them.
现在我们绝不会说我以我的肾来爱你，但是在这里。他只是要表达他内里深处对他们的渴望。
The entirety of his longings for them. Because they share together in the working of the gospel, he loves them with everything. And Paul, again, as he described himself a slave, reminds the people who he is moved by. It isn't Paul's affection, It's Christ's affection.
他整个的人都在渴望他们, 因为他们共同分享了在福音的工作。 他用他的一切来爱他们, 保罗再次描述, 他是一个奴隶, 提醒人们, 谁是他的主人, 这不是保罗的感情, 而是基督的感情。
Is this how we feel about the church? How we feel about coming maybe on a Sunday?
这是我们对教会的感觉吗? 我们对星期天来教会如何感觉?
Maybe having missed a few weeks, have this kind of longing when you show up to weekly meetings, excited to share what the gospel has been doing in your life, hear what it has in others.
也许错过了几个星期，就有这样的渴望。 当你每周参加聚会时，激动地要分享福音，在你生活中做的工，听其他人的分享。
When we meet with the other saints, loving with our kidneys, love with Christ's affection.
当我们与其他圣徒见面时，便以基督的感情相爱。
Because you share as one body in the same cause, the progress of the gospel. Because of this gospel, we are to love like Christ loves.
因为你们在同一个事业中，同享一个身体。 福音的发扬，因为这福音，我们相爱就像基督的爱。
This is one of the greatest things about the church. It isn't just the people we like or that we are like that we love and that love us. Our love, our partnership, our unity is to be centered around the gospel.
这是教会最了不起的事情之一。这不仅仅是我们喜欢某人或爱那和我们相像的。 和那爱我们的，我们的爱，我们的合作，我们的团结，是围绕着福音这个中心。
And that means we love all the people Christ has given us. And what a fantastic opportunity for us to show Christ's affection even more.
这意味着我们爱所有基督赐给我们的人，这是怎样的一个绝佳的机会。
Our area has so many different cultures, language, social demographics, and I pray so too does our church. Just like the Philippian church, these differences can dissolve when the gospel is at the center.
我们地区有这么多不同的文化、语言、不同的社会人群，我祈祷我们教会也是如此。 正如菲律比的教会，这些差异可以化解，当福音成为中心。The
Philippians were doing it, and Paul wanted them to do so more and more. So this is why, when we get to this amazing and beautiful prayer at the end, we get what we do. This unity thing, it isn't easy, but it is our task as Christians to excel at this very thing.
菲律比人在做。 保罗想要他们做的多而又多，这就是为什么当我们来到这个惊人的祷告的结束处，我们知道该怎么做。这个团结合一the事情，它并不容易，但作为基督徒，这是我们的任务，在这件事情上追求卓越。Verse
9, and this is my prayer. That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
然后是经文9到11节，我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非。 做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。At
a surface level, Paul prays for love, doesn't he? Just simply love. But we must read the rest. It must be informed by two things: knowledge and depth of insight.
这里表面上保罗为爱祷告，但我们必须阅读其余部分。 这里提起了两件事情，知识，深入的洞察。
Why? It's so they can discern what is best. You could say to do what is most excellent, and so be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, to get to the end.
为什么他们能以此来辨别什么是好的，什么是最好的？你可能会说，尽力做到最好，所以要保持纯洁，无可指摘，直到基督的日子，要到达尽头。
I wonder what things you like to excel at. See, for me, coffee is one of those things. It sounds silly, but coffee is one of those things. I measure it, I read about it, I practice it, I perfect it. But I want to be like that about my faith.
我愿意在你愿意在何事上取得进展，对我来说，做咖啡是其中之一。我量它，我读它，我练习，我完善它。我想要
Paul wants the Philippians to be like that, to excel. And for that to happen, this love that Paul is talking about, it requires us to be taught well.
保罗希望菲利比人也那样追求卓越。为了实现这个爱，保罗继续谈到，这要求我们得到很好的教导。
We need to read the scriptures. We need to have the knowledge that comes from God. We need to be able to learn from older, wiser, and mature individuals.
我们应该读圣经，需要有来自神的知识。我们需要向年长的智者和更成熟的人学习。
This love that Paul is talking about, love like this leaves no room for a casual approach to Christianity. Love like this leaves no room for us to allow our brothers and sisters to have a casual approach to Christianity.
保罗谈到的这个爱，像这样的爱绝不允许对基督教态度随便。像这样的爱绝不允许我们容忍我们中的弟兄姐妹对基督教态度随便。
So it will result in correction. Loving one another will mean we are committed to standing together like watchmen and women, guards of our fellow believers.
因此，这也将导致必要的纠正，彼此相爱，意味着我们要承诺站在一起，要像守望者护卫我们的信徒伙伴。Helping
them not to get distracted by false teaching, the sin that so easily ensnares, doing what isn't best, single-mindedly together, excelling until the end, until the day of Christ Jesus.
帮助他们不要被虚假的教导分心，罪使人轻易受诱惑，不做最好的事，不通行同德，要不断进取，直到最后，直到耶稣基督的日子。This
is what I hope we pray for our church. It is a massive prayer that we excel. But we can only do this if our relationships, if our partnership is centered on the gospel.
这就是我所希望的，为我们的教会来祷告的。这是一个很长的祷告，我们追求那样，但我们只有在我们的伙伴关系，我们的合作关系，是以福音为中心时才能做到。And
if it is centered on the gospel, excelling can't be about saving yourself. And if we thought that verse 11 removes any idea of that, if we are pursuing excellence and are passionate about it, it will come about because we are, and I'll read verse 11 in a moment.
即使如此，善于祷告不能拯救你自己。如果我们那样想，那第十一节就否定了那样的想法。如果我们追求卓越，且充满热情， 那一定会实现的。
It will come about because we are filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
这经文第十一节这么讲，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。It
will be God's doing, Christ's fruit, the result of the gospel work to the Lord's glory and praise.
那将是神的作为，基督的果子， 福音工作的结果，赞美神的荣耀。
Paul has seen that in these people that he writes to through their continued partnership, and he longs for them to be united in this all the more. So from prison, he writes this personal, passionate letter, and this is just the intro.
保罗在这些人里看到了果子，通过他们继续着的伙伴关系，他渴望他们在其中更加团结，所以在狱中他写了这封极具个性的、充满了热情的信。而这仅仅是个序言。
I am so thankful that we, all of us, can partner together. So my prayer is that we continue to make the gospel the center.
我对我们能一起成为伙伴非常感恩，所以我的祷告就是我们能继续把福音作为中心。
Paul can thank God all the time, with joy, with confidence, with a longing, a deep affection.And we can do the same. When together we are all about the progress of the gospel, may we be a church that is all about the progress of that same gospel.
保罗能在所有的时间里感谢神，带着喜乐和信心，带着深情的期盼，我们也能这样做。当我们一起为着福音的发展，愿我们成为这样的一个教会，就是一切都为着福音的发展。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Loving God, we thank you that you have called us and chosen us, made us your church.
爱我们的神啊，我们感谢你拣选我们，教导我们，让我们成为你的教会。
We ask that in all that we do, we might be united and partner in the gospel in order to reveal.Your glory and praise.
我们向你祈求，我们所做的所有的一切，都是为了荣耀你的名。
We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord and for His glory. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，为着他的荣耀。Amen.